Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
KCCN Television, Channel 10, the station that talks to the heart of cabin country.
Join us on Channel 10 every Thursday evening at 7:30 for another entertaining half hour of Lake Country Sommelier. Your weekly host for our weekly delving into fabulous flavors and good taste, your man Thursday, Lerald Munyon. As you well know, Lake Country Sommelier is KCCN's weekly offering to our loyal viewers, covering the wide world of comestibles, both highlighting and recommending the best of cabin country. Lerald will visit the wineries and breweries of Northland and review their many products. He'll open up the horizons, too, and visit local cheesemakers, dairies, farms, and meat markets to suggest great new products for your cabin's dinner table. And Munyon hasn't forgotten about the kids, either. As Lake Country Sommelier, Lerald will review the latest flavors that kids find so wonderful. From the latest in breakfast cereals to bubble gums and, yes, even toothpaste. The Lake Country Sommelier is there for you. That's Lake Country Sommelier every Thursday evening at 7:30 on KCCN.
KCCN Television, Channel 10, the station that talks to the heart of cabin country. From the glow of St. Paul's number one, welcome to another edition of Cabin Country. Give us the time and we'll take you out of the traffic and away from the levee. Let's find the place where the loons call out among the moonlit waves, where the wind sighs among the Norway pines. Pull up a dock chair, have a sip of your coffee, and get a line in the water. This is Cabin Country. Now here's Bjorn Lloydsted, and I'm Fudd Klugman with another woodland escape. Well, welcome back once again to Cabin Country.
Here we are.
Fudd Klugman.
And I am Bjorn Lloydsted.
And I'm going to say it right away, Bjorn. We've been kind of absent this summer.
AWOL. Yep. We have had a hard time
getting our act together.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
There have been some distractions. Some things early this summer. We each kind of had things to do. And
correct.
And you flew out of the country.
I left.
Where'd you go?
Well, we decided to hop a plane to Reykjavik, Iceland. And I observed cabin country Icelandic style, which is to say lots of little shacks on the volcanic soil looking out over the Atlantic. Interesting. Uh-huh. Very interesting. You almost need a four-wheeler to get to them.
Huh.
And from there, it was kind of a quick overnight, and then into Norway. We were in Norway for a week and drove through the single most heavily waterfalled country I've ever been to. Unbelievable.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mid-height kind of mountain ranges everywhere with just water, constant water falling.
Wow.
Beautiful, beautiful. And we got to cruise across the fjords. There's hundreds of them, but I mean, I don't recall the name of the one we were on, but it was big, and from town to town to town, you know, and just on a ferry, and knowing how deep that water is, because they're deep, deep ocean-cut inlets, and then seeing people in kayaks just kind of cruising along on the surface and thinking, there's 300 feet of water underneath you. You know?
It's like Cuyuna Lake.
Oh, man, wow, yeah. So it was just really amazing, and then from there, an overnight at a farmhouse B&B in western Sweden, and then to Copenhagen, Denmark, And then, ironically enough, it's been almost 2 weeks, and you're thinking, wow, okay, time to get back and start working on that show. Bjorn, let's go. And I ended up for another few days in Portugal visiting friends who had a place in Lisbon, Portugal, and the Tagus River. And I'm probably not saying that right. Someone will, hopefully, Don, you get the
feel
call.
Feel free to
call and override. Absolutely.
Correct.
But that was great. And then a quick flight back to Copenhagen for a night or two, and then back in the USA. So, but that was almost 3 weeks.
Yikes.
So
yeah.
There went June and, you know, the first 2 weeks of July.
Yeah.
I wasn't even around. So,
right.
But you, keeping the faith, decided I'm going up to the Gull.
I took a solo trip, made a short video, which a handful of people have enjoyed. And on the way up, I even started recording, you know, like, I'll try a Fudcation podcast here.
Sure.
And, you know, I even stopped at one of the wayside rests, and there was a plaque from the Minnesota Historical Society about the granite in the area being old. And
yes.
I read it aloud and everything. But something funny happened. It's like after I got about three quarters of the way up there, I stopped recording my thoughts and just lost interest the rest of the trip, thinking, no, I don't know. This just doesn't feel right without Bjorn here by my side, filling in with color commentary and reactions.
Sure.
And so I just kind of took it all in.
Let it go and enjoyed the rest of the trip.
Which is kind of what happens. Even when we both go up there, we'll in fact, we were just up there.
Exactly. That, and to add to our delinquency on the radio, on the podcast, we got to sneak in a trip away from families and away from work and head up and wet a line again.
And you did pretty good.
I did all right this time. That's not usually my situation, but there was baby's first largemouth, which someone if they visited the web page saw me gripping like a.
Putting the bass.
Getting ready to put the bass. Yeah, I was going to put the bass back out into the Gull River.
Bass put.
Like a shot, yeah.
Right.
And then I think, Fudd, you'd gone up to the cabin for a minute to check on something or I don't know what, and I was just like, well, I'm going to toss one more out here. It's kind of that 7 p.m. prime time.
Yeah, that late evening.
Sun is down. It's not quite dark yet, but I'm losing the ability to see very far, so I just gave it a couple more tosses, and all of a sudden I'm just dragging back into towards the dock, and that Abu Garcia, I think.
Oh, the rod?
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally doubled over.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is legit. And,
it's huge.
And could see that I had a fairly decent-sized largemouth on, and got him up near the edge of the dock and thought I'm going to reach down here and get a thumb in his yap and hoist him up here, and he dove again. And then the rod tip snapped off.
Wow.
It's just like, listen to those carbon fibers snap. Yeah. Just boom. I was like, oh, great. I just broke one of Fudd's rods here.
That's all right here.
But, yeah, so managed to get him up out of the water with, you know, a hook buried through that kind of like nice hard plasticky side of the mouth.
Yeah.
The barb went right through, and I was like, man, I can't say. So I was having a hard time getting that hook off. We'll just put it that way. And I was like, if this thing's still alive by the end of this, I will be amazed. And then it was, you know, fighting off this chunk of rod tip that kept hitting it in the head. You got a shot of it, which was cool. And I think that might have made the podcast page. And I don't know, a pound and a half, 2 pounds. I don't know. It's decent sized.
Yeah. It would have been a good eating size because the next, we went into town. Was it the next morning?
I believe our usual spot.
Yeah. And I even bought a bag of like shore lunch or something equivalent.
Yeah.
Some seasoning.
We're going to have that kind of luck again.
Next one we catch, I'm going to fry it up and eat it. But of course, it ended up not being the case.
Sort of the curse.
So I think we ate a lot of fowl.
Fish came curse. Yeah. Oh, it was a big weekend shaved turkey
breast.
And shaved ham. Yeah.
Without
a doubt.
Mine was bacon flavored.
Bacon flavored.
Quite good. Yeah.
Yeah. And mine was peppered turkey, and then the smoked pit ham. Which,
oh boy!
Just thought, what does that mean? Smoke? Okay, I get it. It's the Baltimore tradition.
Uh-huh.
Of open pit fire cooking, smoking, etc.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Kind of pit beef sandwiches, a big deal out there on the East Coast. Some of our East Coast listeners might, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No, it's they're kind of renowned. But anyway, so we got that rod replaced, which was good because I felt very bad about that. I was like, good Lord.
Well, you know.
You left the dock, I destroy a rod, and haul out this Leviathan, and then I'll be darned. I just grabbed him by the chops and kind of waved him back in the river. And
after a moment, he
took a moment, and he kind of, those beady black eyes looked back up at me, and I could tell there was a certain amount of screw you, buddy, and he went, and that was
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
Excellent.
You didn't kill me.
Right. Better luck next time.
Better luck next time.
And I think our old radio show of choice this trip was The Mysterious Traveler.
Mysterious Traveler. We listened to a lot of Mysterious
Number
Traveler.
Number of those, yes.
A couple of Whistlers.
Yeah.
But a lot of Mysterious Travelers.
Mysterious Travelers. Yeah. Those are pretty good.
Pretty satisfying if you're part of our old radio show appreciation society. We can hardly endorse The Mysterious Traveler.
Right.
Tales that will thrill you a little and chill you a little. Yes. Great stuff. Great stuff.
So settle back, get a good grip on your nerves, and be comfortable, if you can, as you hear the story I call The Man Who Vanished.
We also saw some new wildlife sightings we hadn't really seen before.
Yeah, the osprey were back. There were a couple osprey that were cruising around, and a young pair of eagles,
eagles. We also, in the evening, heard the sort of that screechy bark of the, I think it's the female.
The vixen fox.
Fox, yes.
Yeah. And that fox was in it to win it. I mean, that the barking continued well into the night. Yeah, it was just.
I recorded it, for my wife because we're fans of all the BBC kind of mystery dramas, those cozy ones as they're called, because they take place in
fireside
quaint old
tales.
You know, the rolling hillsides of, you know, the English countryside. And
absolutely.
And there's always the sound of a screeching vixen fox. You know, if it's not about a fox hunt, then they're just back there. That and some kind of partridge or even a rooster pheasant.
Grouse bird.
Yes, something of that kind. But we also saw some unusual wildlife in the big, black, hairy.
Oh yeah, man! It so thoroughly befuddled me that no pun intended. I think my mind tried to block it out. But some Sasquatch sightings.
That's right. We saw Sasquatch, and not only that, it was playing
an accordion.
An accordion,
for crying out loud!
Playing the cabin country
cabin
theme.
Country theme song.
It was quite amazing and frightening.
And and a junior camper version that
little dude
Sasquatch was doing some karaoke for us on the dock.
I don't know what you guys are doing up there, but
you guys, I don't quite understand somehow what you're doing here.
Well, there is a new zoo up there, a few years old, a safari something or another.
Oh yeah,
off 371.
Absolutely, yeah.
They've got. I know they've got giraffes and such.
Escapees.
Made it to the Sasquatches
River.
Or apes. At any rate, we do have some guests that we're going to interview and that we just have interviewed.
Right.
In fact, I suppose we better get into it because she's probably listening, going like, "Guys, get to my
enough of this ribaldry."
I mean, that's great that you guys did your fishing thing and all the
that's wonderful.
Singing gorillas.
Talk about old behave, please. Talk about, we will.
We will. Her name is Tavia Trulson.
Yep.
Of Old Behave Balms.
Correct.
Last week we got a chance to hear her story and about her stuff and about her mission and her passions, and it was great getting to know her. And in fact, I already ordered some of her products, and it's just, oh my gosh.
Relishing. Oh, in the,
I'm relishing. I got this, the one called Hibernate. It's kind of a body butter. You know, it's like a head-to-toe balm, I guess.
Right.
It smells of lavender.
Good for your skin, non-greasy.
Yeah. She'll explain some of these products better than we can, but I thought I'd order some, and enjoy it firsthand.
Lived up to its billing, without a doubt.
So, and not only that, but when she sends you her products, she'll also send you lots of information about pollinators and how to consider growing a garden or even your lawn that sure. will attract pollinators
Absolutely.
And everything. And it's just very, very cool. I mean,
and let's not kid ourselves. We haven't been real great towards, you know, with the various sprays and
that's true.
That and the other thing that, still is a shortage of pollinating bees
mm-hmm.
and insects, not just bees. I mean, moths and flies. There's all types of things that, that are pollinators. We read the news out of the People's Republic. They've got farmhands out pollinating plants with paintbrushes because, you know, there's a pollution problem to the point where they don't have pollinators.
And, oh, my goodness.
A lot of people in my neighborhood immediately planting pollinator gardens. A lot of like anise hyssop and black-eyed Susan and purple coneflower and all kinds of cool things growing. And I'm seeing bees. There are bees all over the place. In fact, we got a big, big hydrangea that's right outside our front door, and you can hear it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hear the buzzing?
It's kind of good to hear again because it reminds me of a hapa crab apple tree we had in my front yard growing up that was well-established, and in the spring, just a mass of white-pink blossoms. And you could hear it several doors away.
Oh, really?
Wow. So many bees, you know? And I'm definitely going to take up one of Tavia's suggestions and kind of seed over my lawn, I think, in the spring with pollinator-friendly white clover.
Cool.
It's native, it handles drought, it looks good, and it's great for the environment. So, amen. I love it. We're on board.
But, that's excellent.
You know, we could sit here and jabber about this all night long,
or we
could actually let the true expert
have
her say. So I think
we'll
turn things over to Don here at the controls, and the next voice you hear will be that of Tavia Trulson from Obehave. Bee products. How did you arrive at? I'm gonna create an empire of bee products. This is gonna be outstanding.
Well, I certainly didn't set out to start an empire. I think right now what I would like to just create the best and most ethical and moral business model and mm-hmm. be the best employer and worker employee
sure.
I can be, and of course. I am a one-woman show, so there's a lot to learn, a lot to take on
right.
in terms of all aspects of starting a small business and a small company. So I have, it's a formal LLC, but I didn't start it off like, oh yes, this is how I'm going to make a living. This is the direction of my life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Not at all.
I was
working three jobs in 2019 and 2020. I was working at Farm Table Foundation in Amory, Wisconsin,
okay.
and that was part of my journey with regenerative agriculture mm-hmm. and supporting a really healthy food system. So food sovereignty is huge, huge,
mm-hmm.
hugely important to me and always mm-hmm. has been. And of course, the aspect of sustainability, and people wonder, like, what's sustainable? What is sustainability and what's sustainable development? Well,
right.
to me, it's so many things,
mm-hmm.
but to my heart, it means just like growing real food and supporting real agriculture and supporting the families that are part of that system of
right.
creating healthy food and growing healthy food. And it mm-hmm. comes down, it goes all down to the soil and how healthy our soil is.
Right.
And our soil, for the most part, because of, you know, the system that we've been living in for, you know, since the 40s and 50s, like it just has been, and particularly here in Wisconsin, you know, with like mono crops and
mm-hmm.
farms that aren't using cover cropping, that aren't giving the land a chance to rest and heal the soil from a lot of agricultural use. You know, there are a lot of really amazing families and old and young millennials and people that are actually just like, you know, things need to change and I'm moving back to the land to be a part of that change.
Wow.
So that's largely what brought me back home in 2019, as I mentioned earlier. And then 2020 was this like, well, I'm doing a bunch of things, juggling some jobs. I have been teaching yoga for 13 years. Mm. Also, I'm a instructor for Thai yoga bodywork.
Okay.
And those are just parts that have just like popped onto my path as I've been a student and as I've been working. Health and wellness is a big, big part of my world as well, as
right.
much as food justice and mm-hmm. working towards like climate change. And so prior to the pandemic, prior to March of 2020, I was waitressing.
Okay.
Because that's a big part of like my immediate goal, waitress, continue to like look at our food system and make connections with people therein. And then I signed a lease at a wellness center to teach yoga in person to people rather than in studios, or well, to continue at studios, but also just to have my own personal space to do.
Sure.
Pandemic hit.
Yeah.
Lost those three jobs. I don't sit still well.
Yeah.
So I moved on to, and it just happened to be just this perfect flow into an apprenticeship program at an organic microgreens farm.
Oh, wow.
So I moved on to an organic microgreens farm and started learning how to farm. And really was just looking at, again, wow, this is like, I love herbalism. I want to dive deeper into the study of herbs. Bees are just adorable. I want to like grow flowers, and I would love to just have my own little area to grow things. And so that's what I did on the farm. I had my little pollinator garden.
Sure.
And like still on the farm, I was farming on their acres and learning how to grow veggies and paper pot and all that. And due to the way of farming, so if anyone's familiar with Elliot Coleman, he's from the East Coast and he does four-season farming. He's written books. He's like very well known in the regen egg world. And he's like low machinery type farming.
Okay.
So my hands were just wrecked. My skin was just wrecked. I received a book years ago from my friends Laura and Sunny. It's called Green Beauty.
Sure.
And there's recipes for skincare and how you can make it out of natural products. And I've made my own deodorant and toothpaste and other products for years. And I'm a huge skeptic of like products in the stores.
Sure.
So I just started tinkering in the kitchen. Basically it started like that. So again, like going back to like, I didn't have this idea of a bee empire or that I was going to have a business. I didn't even think it was going to turn into an LLC. I just was making this product for myself. And then I asked the farmer if I could just sell some of my products, these like little tins, if I could just hustle them on the side and see if they sell.
Right.
And she said, yeah, sure. Why not? And so, I mean, it was pretty much born in that moment where I had the consent to move forward with this little enterprise. And the name Obehave, that started with, I was building pollinator habitat house.
Yeah.
And I was calling them bee havens. Mm-hmm. Instead of pollinator home or pollinator hotel.
Right.
And I was at my friends Carrie and Doug's house. Doug is an arborist, and so I was using his machinery and his saws to build these little bee havens. And his wife Carrie gave me the idea to name my products Behave.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know, give credit where credit's due. So that was just like
thank you, Carrie.
Also when like the brand was born, the brand name.
There we go.
But for me, it just clicks even deeper because of my background in social justice and my master's in sustainable development. Like, behave also represents like just be a better person, behave, be the change you wish to see in the world. You know, like know who's making your products, know that they're not made in a big factory. Like, actually get to know me, Tavia, who's making the products. Know the ingredients; they're all certified organic. And I make small batches of these. I have compostable tubes for many of my products. And then I also have recyclable tins. Just everything being really intentional became my mission, which has always been part of my mission because I did also do work in like the fair trade world and just taking strengths from a previous lifetime and pulling it into my own little business. So the year 2020 was mainly farming with on the side, just kind of like tinkering around and working on like consistencies. And because I'm not a formulator or a chemist by trade by any means.
Sure.
So it's been a learning process for me. Mm-hmm. And then it's just been honestly a walk of faith, talking to people, meeting people. The labels are super cute. And I owe and credit that to Taylor. She's a friend's brother's wife and she drew these beautiful flowers that incorporate bees into the drawing, which is now I put it all on my labels and it's just been like moment to moment, step by step, and just getting out there and meeting people and going to farmers markets, finding where I fit in to certain places. Mm-hmm. Distilleries and breweries are great because they have these makers markets and farmers markets, and they're just like really wonderful about supporting their local people. And so I'll go, and I'm definitely both my mother and father's daughter, where I can talk for a long time and I can definitely forget about sales and just talk for the whole time. And, but you know, it's even like, it's not even for me, it's not even about the sales, although that's very important.
Right.
Like it's the message and the education behind what this means, behind what OBEHAVE stands for. And yes, it's an awesome product that I feel really proud of how the consistency feels. And, and actually to that, a good friend of mine, Saji, he used to work, I don't, hopefully I'm not calling him out on this, but like he used to work for the Veda Institute, or for the Veda, I should say, as a formulator and chemist. And this was many, many years ago. And we just connected during this time of me doing this. And he's come now twice to watch me in my process, and he's given some really wonderful suggestions to help make my life easier, because I was melting everything in these mason jars, and just my process was like super labor intensive. Yeah. And now I have a wax melter, and now I'm just like just slowly tweaking things so that the process is easier. And then now that I'm in two shops, I can like bulk up a little bit, but still, it's still like very small batch, very small batch. Yeah. So it's been just, like I said, it's been a walk of faith and, you know, following my truth and really believing in like, this is something that is of service to nature and the earth. And also it's really good and healthy for people.
Right.
And and I'm just really thrilled that it's been supported and that people love it. And I could honestly, I will stop talking, but I could go on about the people who have come up to me and have just loved the products. And it's like, that's also what has continued to keep me going.
Right.
I would have stopped had people just not given me those affirmations and praise, you know, hearing that the muscle rub is effective and that it is like, this woman came up and gave me a hug. She was like, don't you let anybody tell you that this stuff doesn't work. This has this, I'm in constant chronic pain and I feel so good right now. Mm. And I just was like,
tears of joy.
Out of curiosity now, I guess kind of doing a slight 20 degree turn here, what are some of these products?
The muscle rub is one that I'm particularly proud of because more goes into that one. So I do infusions. I have again, everything's organic and certified organic through the non-GMO project. The cold pressed olive oil that I use, I put that in with cloves. So I have organic cloves and then organic mint leaves. Mm-hmm. And so I do infusions with that. Once that is then infusing for like a month to 3 months, then I'll take that and then I'll add it to my batch that I'm making. Mm-hmm. So the recipe, and I don't mind sharing this because like my products, anybody who has the time can make these. I'm not about, you know, like hiding. The ingredients are on the packaging, so it's all there for you, so you know what you're putting on your skin. You can pronounce the ingredients.
Sure.
So it's, you know, local beeswax.
Yep.
Cacao butter, shea butter. Those are like the solid and form items.
Yeah.
Then there's a whole jojoba oil, which is also a wax.
Okay.
Sweet almond oil, hemp seed oil, cold pressed olive oil, coconut oil, and vitamin E oil.
Wow. Oh, that's cool.
So with regard to the muscle rub, there's the infusion, so that infused oil. Mm-hmm. In addition, I use natural menthol crystals.
Got it.
And then I add the essential oils of clove, which is warming, warming essential oil, and then mint, largely peppermint, and I'll dash like some spearmint and wintergreen.
Sure.
I love it. I love the way it smells and it feels nice on the muscles. And it's also just, so these are solid lotion bars that I make. So they are creamy, they melt to the heat of your skin, so they're not like balms or salves, tend to be really runny and greasy. They're very ointmenty like, so they're great. I just wanted to make a product that was more shelf stable and that you could like, it wouldn't hit heat and then melt everywhere.
Right.
I have a chai tea lotion bar.
Oh wow.
And I call it chai tea bumblebee. This is a quite your bang for your buck because there's fennel, cardamom, cinnamon, clove, and vanilla.
Oh, wow.
And it smells like a chai tea latte. It is so yummy. I just want to eat it. It's right. So good.
I was going to say, I've got some nephews and nieces who might chew on the bar, actually, if you're not careful. I mean, it smells,
yeah, and
smells
I wouldn't
good.
Suggest eating it, albeit, like, this is all safe to eat. But with, like, cinnamon and clove, like, there's certain essential oils that, like, I'm not going to endorse or say, like, yes, it's
right.
safe for you. Like,
right. Go ahead and spread some on toast. Yeah, no, we're not going to we're not gonna go that direction. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Not a bad idea for a future product.
Right, you never know.
Like,
yeah.
Put it on your body and on toast in the morning.
Wow.
But, like, this one is a little bit spicier, so certain skins that are more sensitive, mm-hmm. which I've met plenty of people that are very sensitive, like
sure.
Irish skin. So
okay,
they,
yeah.
You know, they can't have certain ingredients on their skin. So
right.
I would say not this one because cinnamon essential oil can burn on
yeah,
some skins.
It can be a burning.
I tell people put it on your feet. Your feet can handle it.
There you go. There you go.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Or hands, I would think, like, you know, those farmer's hands you were talking about. To heck with corn huskers. Lotion.
Oh, yeah.
That was my parents, you know, I'll put
their
this
go-to.
On. And I was like, now I can slide around and not open yeah. door handles. This is totally
yeah, yeah.
useless. You know, where
for
was,
like 2 hours.
Where were the OBehave products hand. When I was, yeah, fighting.
Just sit for a while it absorbs.
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Or put gloves on and then
yeah.
you still
yeah.
be challenged.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Well, I like to say that my products, when I'm at markets, I have samples on the table for people. So testers are really important. So you can smell them. You can feel them texture wise and you can put on your skin. What I always love, I mean, this is where I get weird because I'm like, oh, let me put this on your arm or try this.
Yeah.
Because I want people to see that it actually goes into their skin. So it's not just a slippery, glidey, mm-hmm. greasy. It mm-hmm. like actually is absorbed by the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like lotion,
right.
but it's healing and moisturizing.
Exactly. Exactly. So we've seen a couple cool products here. Is there something
Show
else
us
you want
more.
To? Yeah, let's see some more here, Tavio.
For my signature blends, I'll just list them. Because the names I'm really proud of, this is part of my teaching myself how to be a brand strategist.
Cool.
And to like really cultivate an image for the company, mm-hmm. which is totally focused on conservation.
Right.
So OBehave Body Care is the name of my company. And I call it conservation through body care. So when I'm at markets, I not only have the samples, but I also have a lot of free information from Xerxes Society. They're out of Oregon, I believe Portland, Oregon.
Okay, yep.
And then there's Pollinator Friendly Alliance, which is out of Stillwater, Minnesota. Lori is the executive director. She's amazing. And like other conservation organizations
right,
and like
right.
the Bee Lab from the U of M. And mm-hmm. I have free information for people to take home about native pollinators specifically,
yeah,
and
right.
also like what they can plant in their yard to attract in pollinators.
There
and
you go. Yeah.
Ideas and suggestions for what they can do to protect these amazing invertebrates. And to tie in again, like my food justice background and love,
mm-hmm.
1 in 3 bites of food is made possible for us by pollinators,
right.
by native
right.
pollinators. So we have, you know, bumblebees, we have hummingbirds, bats, wasps,
moths,
butterflies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they're so important, and they get killed and destroyed when we put chemicals down and
Absolutely.
When we're not really caring for the land in the good way.
Right.
So I have this information for people. So the names of these products that I'm going to read for you, as like the Global Warming Muscle Rub, is just kind of like, I just thought that was cute and funny because Global Warming, it's like hot and cold,
right,
so icy
right.
hot and cold.
Sure,
yeah.
I'm a total pun nerd. Ask my friend Ayla. We went camping on Friday, and she was like, you have these memorized, right? I'm like, no, hon, this is just my gift to the world.
Oh,
like,
boy.
This just comes to me.
It just happens naturally.
Oh, that's great.
That's yeah. how it is, yeah.
So I have Be Strong. Which, when I say the word B, it's B-E-E.
Of course.
Right.
Of course. I would hope.
And this is clove and cedarwood. So
oh,
this is
wow.
kind of like more
nice.
Of like the masculine grounding
sure.
smell.
Yeah.
All the ingredients are, again, the same. I'll tell you whenever and when anything's
mm-hmm.
a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But as I mentioned to you, those 9 ingredients are in mm-hmm. the base recipe. And then the essential oils are what make the difference.
Cool.
Then I have Be the Change.
Mm-hmm.
And this is rosemary, wintergreen, and lemongrass.
Now,
by the way, these are the compostable tubes that I use.
Right, right.
And these are earth-friendly and earth-safe. You can put them into your compost. You can put them into the garbage trash.
Oh, that's
if they
cool.
fall out of your bike when you're biking, it's totally safe for the earth.
Right.
And those are about 3 ounces. So they're nice and heavy. Yeah. They last a while. You push. So you remember like those push pops?
Push-ups, yeah. I used to love those.
Push up from
yes.
the bottom.
Yes.
Yeah. So zero plastic, no like twisty or anything like that.
Easy to apply.
Super easy to apply. Yeah. And this is actually like, this came in super handy in 2021 when it was still like, I don't know, do we go out? What do we do? Mm-hmm. People didn't want to put their hands into anything. They didn't want to touch anything. So you can just hold the tube and then just roll it on your skin.
Right.
And I actually have a lot of nurses and postal workers and teachers. Many of these people have been buying from me and have been like repeat clients or purchasers.
Sure.
Oh my gosh, mad respect to the postal workers because
wow.
I mean, because first the jobs that they do and like the work that they do is so important and just like they're nonstop. Mm-hmm. And if you ever look at the hands of a postal worker, they have like bandages and their fingers are taped up because they're just constantly working with paper that's drying out their hands.
Sucking the moisture right out of their skin.
I've been really blessed to have met some postal workers who have bought from me and just getting their feedback again is part of that. Like, it's just been really encouraging to continue doing this, just knowing that it like helps that person and these people. And
for them too, the non-greasy thing, that's like massive because they're, you don't want to find greasy handprints
on your letters,
mail, and bills and mail. So that's pretty big.
So the Be Wild Flower Child has no essential oil. So people can actually put this on and then they can put their cologne or perfume if they don't want my aromatherapy blends. So this is like just the raw organic ingredients. Men put this in their beard. You could put this in your hair. There's a guy who he's a barber by day and makes hot sauces by night. And we met at a market. And he was like, you should sell this as beard balm. And I don't do that because I don't have a beard myself.
Right. You know, I was going to say, you seem deficient in beardage.
36, not yet. But I'm not like going to sell any products that I don't use myself.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So
I
want to be an expert at what I'm putting on my skin and not just be like, oh, but it's great that he and other people buy it for the beard.
Oh,
so
that's
I can,
cool.
you know, say, you're good to go. So this other one is Be Natured.
Okay.
There's Cedarwood Palmarosin Rosemary Essential Oils. Then I have Breathe Busy Bee. And this one is Eucalyptus and Lavender. And then Pollen in Love, which I'm very proud of. That's my most recent one.
Not bad.
Very nice.
Not bad. That's pretty good.
That's lavender and ylang ylang. It has a really beautiful floral scent. And it is just like, my mom actually, she's leaving to go out of country in a couple of days. And she's bringing gifts to her friends in Scotland.
Oh,
and
very cool.
I was like, for the ladies, pollen in love.
There you go.
Wonderful.
This last one that I have to share is with lavender and bergamot.
Oh, yeah.
And this is actually a hot seller. I call it Hibernate.
Yeah,
Hibernate.
So it's my bedtime blend.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And if you guys are familiar with the word bergamot, you'll know that that's bee balm, otherwise known as Monarda fistulosa. And it's a wild prairie native that grows here, and they are big attractors of bumblebees.
Right.
So it's amazing to, you know, just go up and smell them, but also to observe bumblebees trying to get their pollen.
The leaves of bee balm just smell amazing. It's incredible. And they have turned it into a cultivar where they sell it in nurseries and stuff, and they go, this one is blue and this one's purple and this one's red purple, and I'm like, but I like the stuff that grows in the prairie, you know, and I think I'm gonna guess the pollinators prefer the stuff that's growing in the prairie, and it just smells more earthy and real, you know.
You're actually totally onto something, because a lot of the bee balm that is like bright blue or really nice beautiful red, those have been genetically modified. So the best is found in nature, as she does it well, better than us humans.
Yes.
We'll have more from Tavia Trulson after these important messages.
Northwestern Minnesota's Rapid Knits is proud to continue offering the finest in knitted mittens and scarves. We've been there to offer you winter-ready mufflers and warm knit headwear to keep necks, hands, heads, and faces warm and dry throughout the coldest of winters. And our lightweight summer knits are great for the spring through early autumn as well. Rapids Knits. We're looking to the future of knit goods with a bold new move. Siberian and Samoyed woolens. What? That can't be accurate. Well, you've heard of or possibly owned alpaca knits, angora knits, or cashmere knits. What are these but woolen sourced from some of the softest animal coats out there? Samoyed sled dogs and Siberian cats also boast some of the softest, purest fur on the market. And like all other wool-producing animals, they'll produce that wool their entire lives. And nothing takes to a natural dye like the pure white fur of Samoyeds or Siberians. Some of the daring new ideas from Rapids Knits include Samoyed knit slacks or Samoyed fisherman sweaters. And let's not shortchange our little Siberian cat friends. Siberian mittens and headbands are very warm and fairly water resistant. Siberian socks or house slippers will keep your feet warm all winter. And your cat may decide they make a warm new friend that's fit to take a nap on. It is recommended that Samoyed or Siberian knits are dry cleaned. But aside from that, you'll have a hard time finding warmer winter clothing to keep you warm and toasty throughout the bleak midwinter.
Rapids Knits, the official woolens provider for the Minnesota Timber Beasts. Hey yo, young listeners in cabin country. If you're trying to make sense of the crazy, confusing young adult years, lifelong besties Bjorn and Fudd are here to listen to your personal dilemmas and sip tea
gossip
on our new call-in segment, Cabin Country Tea Slaps.
Our first caller tonight is Ella.
Hey guys, my boyfriend keeps pressuring me to use 1/8-ounce yellow jig heads with black paddle tails when we fish crappie, but I really like using 1/4-ounce pink jig heads with chartreuse curly tails.
Ella, who catches more crappies?
Well, I do.
Well, there you go.
I never gloat about catching more fish, but when I try suggesting he use a pink jig head, he gets so pouty and withdrawn.
Ella, you might want to practice catch and release.
Go ahead, Leo. You're on Cabin Country.
Yeah. Do you guys think girls really care about how big your boat motor is? Now, I've got an 18 horse and it gets me where I need to go, you know, but I see a lot of dudes flying past me 90 or 150 horsepower motors and they always seem to have girls with them.
They're just flexing, Leo, but don't be fooled by the flash and speed. Those motors may go twice as fast as your motor, but I'll bet the girls get bored twice as fast as well.
Really?
Sure. Most of those dudes, as you call them, just like to jump in the boat, ramp up the motor to full throttle, out on the lake for a bit, and then head back. Girls might find that thrilling at first, but when the ride is over, I can tell you a lot of them are thinking they might have enjoyed it more if they took their time, saw more of the lake, and could actually talk over the sound of the motor running at full blast.
You really don't need a super fast motor to show a girl a good time, do you, Leo?
I guess not.
Our last caller is Mariah.
I'm not sure I can go on seeing my boyfriend because he just confessed to me that he doesn't like s'mores. I just don't think I can be with someone who doesn't eat s'mores. Do you think we should break up?
Well, that's all we have time for, I'm afraid. Me and Fudd got a blast, but we can't thank you enough for spilling your tea
gossip
with us here in Cabin Country. It was real valid. Until next time, keep it real and stay true.
Now back to Bjorn Fudd and special guest Tavia Truelson on Cabin Country.
So I have like a partial sleeve tattoo. So that's like my arm from my shoulder down to my elbow.
Wow.
And my friend who gave me part of that tattoo, he owns a tattoo shop called The Winter Ship. And his name is Jonah. And he's been tattooing for, I think, over 30 years for a long time. And he was one of my earliest supporters and bought balms from me to have in his tattoo shop. And from that connection, I made for the public a tattoo care.
Okay. Yeah. Because the new ink needs, you got to cover it and protect it.
And for pre-existing tattoos, it's really nice. It brings it out. I have a friend who has supported me, and he's like, my tattoo is like shinier and brighter than it's ever been.
Nice.
You know, our skin needs moisture. And
absolutely.
I think it's easy to forget about, you know, the tattoos that's on our skin. Our skin is constantly scaling off. And
right.
So
yeah.
Part of that right. is we lose bits of the color of our tattoos. And so just keeping the skin hydrated and moisturized really locks in the color and preserves the tattoos. And
sure.
They aren't cheap. You want to save your money. You know, you want that look for a while. At least I do.
Yeah.
So I've got that. So I've got the lotion, the solid lotion bars. I have the tattoo bars. I have the global warming muscle rub. I also have the dog balm.
Dog balm.
Dog.
Oh my goodness. Fudd, here you go.
Oh my gosh. Let's hear it. Let's hear what it.
he's a proud and upstanding dog owner.
I'm a proud supporter of a family who loves dogs.
Well said.
There we go. So let's see what this dog balm is all about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Curious.
So,
now.
Have you guys heard of Musher's Secret?
No.
I think
Musher's Secret.
This is a real
great.
Good secret because I
yeah. don't know it.
The only thing that I'm familiar with that's on the market mainstream, so like on the shelves in many places, mm-hmm. is Musher's Secret. So Musher is in like
dog sled.
Dog mushing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So whether it was Alaska or Canada, I don't know which country, but
sure.
It was created for people who are taking their dogs out and, you know, huskies mushing and
right.
or work dogs.
Right.
And so they have, you know, their paws are constantly getting the extreme weather conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But many people here that are not mushing their dogs, they also have the same issues with their animals, with salt being put down on the sidewalks,
mm-hmm.
with like, I think it's called heat burn or heat rash or something, that like when it's really hot out, the dog's walking can like, it can just be really drying and really
right.
intense. So
right.
cracked paws are a thing, as
sure.
well as cracked elbows, and like boxers and certain breeds of dogs get really dry noses and
yep.
cracked noses.
Yep.
So I've formulated a product that is, in my opinion, better than Musher's Secret because it's
okay.
organic and it's
nice.
Made
yeah.
locally, and there are more ingredients in it.
Uh-huh.
And some of the ingredients in Musher's Secret, like, it's a great product, but some I just don't know what the things are on there.
Sure.
So, so I created this, and the kudos and the credit goes to my friend Paul Wolf. He and his family breed and raise griffins. And they're hunting dogs, and
uh-huh.
they are used for hunting.
Yep.
And they're a lovely family who love their dogs. And they were also one of my original supporters.
Oh, cool.
His parents and Paul. And actually, it's Paul's brother, mm-hmm. who's married to Taylor, who did the beautiful floral design. So
it
really,
uh-huh.
like
it
I said,
come
takes
full circle.
A community.
Yes.
And yes.
And a walk of trust.
Absolutely.
And so Paul was the one that suggested Musher's Secret idea.
Right.
So thanks to him, I have this. And also thanks to him, people love this and
yeah.
have been buying it for their pets. You put it on your pet's paws at night before they go to bed and just let it soak in overnight. Or if your pet is just laying around, then put it into their paw. Because it does need a little bit of time to soak in, of course. But
mm-hmm.
the best part is that it's lickable and safe for them.
Yeah,
they
won't get sick from it. So
they will not get sick from it.
Yeah, I think putting it on a cat's paws when my cat's not going to have it. So it's like you're taking your life in your own hands if you're trying to get anywhere near her paws. But
wow,
dogs
maybe
seem to
like
kind of enjoy
put
it.
Put a treat yeah. in one hand and then like
right.
have like a little bit of the yeah. balm in another hand. And
it's dried chicken. And pay no attention to the hand behind the curtain. Yeah, it's
yeah.
crazy stuff.
Maybe you can make one chicken flavored.
Chicken balm. How do you word the, you gotta get bee in there somehow though.
Bee chicken? Don't be a chicken?
Don't be
a
there
chicken.
You go. There you go. Yeah, cat paw balm. Don't be so cowardly. I don't know. Don't be
yeah.
a chicken. You gotta get chicken.
Needs work.
Fried chicken legs.
It's a chicken thing.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, I'll take all.
Yeah,
I'll come back
yeah. We'll
to you
get your
my
your mind going on that one.
The last items that I'm really proud of are, I have my lip balms.
Mm-hmm.
So there's sugar-free and gluten-free flavor. And then I sweeten them with Hilltop Farms honey, which is a mm-hmm. local couple that I get the honey from.
Okay.
Interestingly, they've known me since I was 3 years old. They were at the same church I was baptized at. So
wow.
they know me. I know them. We're supporting
wow.
one another.
Right.
They're super sweet. And I have 4 different flavors. So I have bubble gum, which is, you know, the classic, and it's for kids.
Absolutely.
I have a lemon and honey.
Mm-hmm.
I have a mint and honey, and then I have a raspberry, and the raspberry one is a hot seller. If you can see here, there's
oh, yeah.
a little tint of vintage red
yes.
pearl
well,
powder.
So it's almost, hey, your lips are soft and they look good. You know, that's
oh.
cool. That's excellent. Has Obehave as a product crossed into Minnesota?
I will say in my car, I crossed to Minnesota for markets.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yep.
In stores, this has been very new because I haven't
Yeah.
I don't have a website.
Okay.
So what I have is a Linktree
sure.
site, and I will give that to you guys.
Cool.
Or I can even say it here if that's better on the podcast.
Either or
it's,
both.
It's a Linktree for Obehave.
Okay.
And on that web page are links for people to find me. So everyone has a different comfortability and connection to social media.
Sure.
So my email's on there. So you click on that link, brings you straight to, you can email me direct.
Right.
If you're on Facebook and you're like, oh, I just use Facebook a lot because I'm not on that work and I tinker around on there and I like reading things. I have a lot of information about where I'm going to be and what I'm up to and free pollinator information that I post. Yeah, so absolutely. Like educational information. That's my Facebook. On my Instagram, there's videos and photos and then where you can find me at what markets I'm at. So it's like it's like where to find me. That's Instagram.
Right.
And then more recently is TikTok because I was told to do it by Gen Z.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you guys don't understand. I'm an old millennial. I don't do this. And they're like, no, but you need to.
But you have to.
So I've been embarking on that. And it's the behind the scenes. It's me behind the scenes and like what goes into this and like the supporters and the people that are really giving me a hand. And so I actually really like it. And I think like all platforms presence are really necessary and good for people to see the transparency of who I am and what I'm doing. But people can reach out to me direct, order. I have a $75 minimum for orders because, again, it's a lot of going back and forth. And I really encourage people to come and meet me because I love to meet people. Mm-hmm. I really love to know the people who are buying my product. And I also understand that that's not always possible. So I like to find a good, healthy meeting point.
Right.
In terms of where people can buy my products, well, if you're ever in, is it New Richmond? I feel like I'm saying the wrong place, but I'm going into a store at an orchard, an orchard farm, and then they are in Florida right now. So
Florida,
someone who has a company called Eco Endeavors,
nice,
Josh Erickson, he has them in his shop.
Okay,
so
very cool.
It's my hope is to continue this so then the information and the importance of pollinators and conservation, that message is spread. And and then I really like meeting people. So I guess the best way is to come find me at the markets.
I'll find you at the markets. And then you get to shop the markets too, right? Support some farmers. Absolutely.
What's the future like for OBehave?
OBehave, where is it going?
Yeah.
What's it going to look like
all right, what are you doing
2 years from now?
Young lady.
If anything, my hope for like next steps, which I am actively doing. So again, I'm not just being like some woo-woo spiritual millennial here. Like I have like notes up to the wazoo. I have post-it notes. I have whiteboards. I'm doing all that stuff.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of like a crime scene investigation on a whiteboard. Like I would love to start cultivating my needs and like roles in which people can help me with their expertise. My hope is to really make clear my needs to find then interns, because interns in colleges, whether they're in marketing or they're in, you know, chemistry, just to reach out and say, hey, I'm a small business. I do grassworks work and this is where I'm at, what I'm doing, and these are my needs. If you're interested in helping me, I would love to support you in your academic journey and work with you and be like a super solid reference for the work that they do with helping me. And so, and also if anybody wants to help me at markets, because it's very time consuming and labor intensive to load up the car and drive to a market and be there all day and set up and take down.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's still very much, as they say, a hustle.
Yeah.
And, you know, using like time, you know, what's more important at the end of the day. And sometimes I just want to be in the garden or like hang out with the animals. And I know that sounds very privileged. It's very, very privileged. I don't want to run myself to the ground and I don't want to push my business like it has to make money. It must be this or must be that. So finding other people that can join me and take some of the workload off my shoulders, but because they're better at it than I am and then can do it quicker and more efficient. Like that's what I see for the future of OBehave. And then, you know, on a bigger scale, have be in more stores, being local shops. And I think where I'm at with the quantity of products and the different array of items, I think I'm at a good place to stop, even though I am creating a toothpaste that I'm going to call Prairie Paste or Prairie something.
Cool.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, I call it pit pollen. Do you want to okay. guess what that product is? Fudge, do you want to guess?
What do you think?
Pit pollen?
Yeah.
Deodorant crash?
Pit. Oh! No sweat. Okay.
That's beautiful.
Yes. Be fresh. B-E-E.
Outstanding. Fresh.
That's awesome.
When I was at markets, people would ask, oh, do you make deodorants? And I would respond, I do, but for myself. And then I thought, well, I want all my products to have beeswax in them because that's just kind of the thing. So I experimented with some recipes on myself and then on my dad. So you know how like companies will have an R&D team?
Yeah.
A research and development
Absolutely.
Team?
Yeah.
I have an M&D team.
Mom and dad team.
Mom and dad team.
Awesome.
That's beautiful.
You're quick to get that.
I'm there.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're clicking on all cylinders here. So.
Another part of my like business goal for like the future of OBHAVE and for myself is that this does become a sustainable business model for my life so that I can have land and grow a prairie and grow food and that all these things can be free for people. Like I do believe that food should be free, that we like, and that we all can learn how to grow food. And I know not many people have the time for that. And it also is a luxury and it's, you know, but it's just something that, you know, having a home on land is part of just this beautiful vision for my future.
Sure.
And with that said, my Linktree account is Linktree. If anybody's unfamiliar, it's linktr.ee. And then it's /OHBEEHAVE. So it's very simple, OBHAVE. So you can even probably just type in Linktree and then OBHAVE. And then those are all the ways of getting a hold of me. But I'm very reachable and very much available. And I just really like to connect with people. So,
outstanding. Well, great. Hey, thank you so much, Tavia. It's been great having you on. Again, the product line is called OBHAVE. And the Linktree, you'll find out where to meet Tavia herself and buy a whole bunch of stuff.
Yes, because it's good
Couldn't
stuff.
Couldn't hurt either. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely.
Right. And don't forget, guys, behave.
There we go. And send us lots of pictures. All right. Have a great night, Tavia. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Don't go away just yet. Bjorn and Fudd will return in just a moment.
Greetings live from the Chain of Lakes area in beautiful Minnesota, the original home of the outdoors lifestyle. Fudd and Bjorn, it is time for the weekly check-in from the broadcast home of KCCN Radio. I'm live at the corner of Burr Oak and Jensen and ready to bring you the latest updates for cabin country. Let's go first to Ted Bostwick reporting from Hull and Walleye's Bait and Tackle on the edge of town. What's the local weather looking like, Ted?
Well, Bub, the day is looking seasonally appropriate. Low 80s in the a.m. angling prime time and low 90s and clear yet again for evening anglers. We were humid earlier in the week, Bub, but our dew points seem to sink again by the weekend. The earlier stickiness of the week may result in some thunderstorms, so anyone heading out on the water should keep that in mind. The weather bobber high atop Holland Walleyes is glowing green today, meaning blue skies for today into tonight. Sunrise today, Bub, was beautiful and took place at 5:53 a.m., while this evening's golden hour and eventual sunset will begin around 8:30 p.m.
What's biting around the area, Ted?
The Chain of Lakes area is seeing seasonably appropriate walleye and panfish angling, Bub. And the largemouths are ornery and full of fight. Good day's angling waits anyone who is interested in shore casting with jitterbugs and colorful jigs. Spoons are still bringing luck for the trollers out there, Bub. Maybe up the ante with an addition of a salmon egg or pork rind. For the relaxation crowd, bluegills and other panfish are suspended near the surface at this time of year and hungry. Drop anchor, add a bobber, and have at it. Current favorite panfish locales include the friendly confines of Cross Lake's Moonlight Bay and the quiet waters of the often overlooked Island Lake. Plenty of fish from pumpkin seeds to black crappies. For the state fish, walleyes are still lunging at blue, purple, and black rubber worms. And it's not necessarily a bad idea to attach a spinner at the top of the rig.
Are you keeping cool out there in your tracker when it's in the 90s, Ted?
Well, it's t-shirt and shorts weather, Bub. Flip-flops on the feet, and maybe a cooler full of Frosties, too.
Oh, what baits are currently for sale at Hall and Walleye's, Ted?
Well, Bub, we've got bait-holding tanks full of every minnow imaginable, and the refrigerator full of high-season crawlers and waxworms. You can always pick up a jar of salmon eggs, bub, and they won't let you down. The leeches are plentiful and in the fridge, bub, and they never seem to fail. And remember, we've also got a wide range of flavored and scented plastic baits. Good fishing to all. This is Ted Bostwick signing off from Hall & Walleye's Bait & Tackle.
Thank you, Ted. Remember that the range is open for summer trap shooting tonight at the White Pines Regional Owls Club. Bring your own ear protection. The fish fry season is up and running as well. Many establishments across cabin country are offering bass, panfish, and walleye, usually in an all-you-can-eat format. We'll save you a seat and several ramekins of tartar sauce. A reminder, too, that Cracklin' Jack Pines is one of many establishments that will fry your catch for you if you bring it in. They always offer those classic fish fry sides like slaw and twice-cooked fries.
Oh, boy.
That'll wrap things up at this juncture. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again soon with another Chain of Lakes Area Report. Until then, this is Bob Nesterfels signing off.
This Sasquatch remains unshaven, shaven, shaven.
Hey!
Yes, yes. This Sasquatch remains unshaven, shaven, shaven.
And I was kind of thinking that Tavia's, she's kind of like a pollinator herself, the way she works. She just loves to meet people.
Right.
And talk conservation and talk about her business and learn
spread
about other
message, yeah.
people's business and,
yep.
you know, and all the farming or bee raising and all that kind of stuff.
It's the ultimate goal, too, of owning some land and turning it into, I like the combo platter she was setting up of like, you know, natural prairie restoration, and also, you know, raising food for people that have nothing.
Oh yeah,
and I was like, man, you know, we could use a few more.
Oh, I know,
a few more Tavias out there. I think
yes,
you know, it's very very.
She's you know,
human centric.
Seems to, it's not all about business for
right.
her for sure.
Right. Oh no,
it's almost like it's a well. Yes, I'm working hard to grow the business and develop it, and she's. Doing it carefully and with a lot of great support and professional advice. But it's, I don't know, it's so much more driven by her passion for the quality of what she's doing and the
right.
sincerity behind it. And so
all the right intentions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is contagious and inspiring. She probably hears that a lot. You're so inspiring, Tavia. But she is. And
yeah, without a doubt.
And
without
a
doubt.
I love my new stuff here. So
that's
I got
excellent.
I got the, as I mentioned earlier, the Hibernate Obehave body butter and then the Global Warming Muscle Rub. Because I tell you, my lower back gives me enough problems.
We're both getting a little long in the tooth here,
there is
Fudd.
A little gray,
in the hair. Yeah, yeah it's a... Long car trips and airplane travel. We're both
right
kvetching about our lower backs and our
yeah a trip up to
sciatic
the cabin. If I'm not
this kind
if
of
I'm
stuff.
Not using cruise control, I have to grab the tennis ball and put that under my butt so I get rid of that knot that develops.
Fudd tennis butt.
Tennis butt. Yeah. Oh, that's awful.
But
looking forward to using some global warming.
Yeah. Well, and she described it well, but it's amazing. You take off the lid of that recyclable tin, and it's just that warming kind of clovey.
Mint, menthol, and clove.
Oh, God. Yes. Outstanding. Outstanding. There's a real holiday scent about clove.
Oh, yeah.
Warming, soothing.
I love it. You know, I kind of wonder, too, if there's... Isn't clove something that is also kind of a mosquito repellent? I know lemon.
You know, I'm not sure. That's a good question. It's citronella and yeah, you know, lemon balm and things like that. Clove might do it too. Yeah, I'm not sure. Go back to one of our old episodes about putting dryer sheets in your baseball hat and coating yourself with greasy emollients from a catalog company. We'll just leave it at that.
Right. Let's put on the
right,
long pants. Or,
right. Yeah.
I don't know.
And stuff. So I understand, Fudd, we might have a few things coming up.
Oh, that's right.
In the near future. We're going to get back on that horse that threw us.
We are.
And it's that time of year now, early autumn. We're going to
yes.
be back in the studio. We've got people to talk
to
and people to see and interviews to host. And
a good friend of ours, Buck Fielding, who's been on the show, he happened to know these... used to work with these two gents who wrote a book, The Book of
Spam.
The
Definitive History of Spam.
And we're not talking about email trash.
Right, we're talking about
email
pork
here.
Products.
We're talking about the canned ham product or
canned meat food products.
Yes,
yes.
All about the history and everything. So their names are Dustin Black and Dan Armstrong, and
looking forward to that interview. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
the book is hilarious.
It's a great book.
Uproariously,
the book of spam, and it's just got a lot of pictures and a lot of history of how canned meat began.
Good spam humor.
A lot of spam humor, and well, heck, when we were shopping at on our way up to the cabin last time, they certainly had plenty of variations of spam.
It is,
so it's still around.
Turned
easy to get
into a real varied product. A lot of flavorings that can come your way.
And even spam sushi, I heard, is kind of a popular thing.
Yeah, Hawaii.
Wow.
Polynesian islands, Pacific islands, Oceania.
Ever
spam
since
is
World
huge.
War II, or so, I suppose.
Spam is huge. You bet.
But that's going to be fun, and I've been in touch with the folks. I don't know if you remember with our conversation with Stan Tequila. He talked about a wild animal rehabilitation center in Roseville,
Minnesota.
And
City of Roses.
I stopped by there to hand off our Cabin Country business card and spoke with a woman named Tammy who was very, enthused about meeting us.
Absolutely.
After things slowed down, spring and summer are very busy for them.
I would guess the whole year is busy for these folks, but probably summer and fall.
I'm
really,
sure. Well,
really
with the new, offspring of animals. In fact, on the way over, I remember seeing a poor young fawn, on the side of the road. And of course, I showed up and I had mentioned it. And, we've heard about that. Of course, there's a radar out. And, if there's an animal in pain or that was recently deceased or something, and they probably know about it.
Wow.
But I just can't wait to hear about how that, it's a nonprofit organization, and they're there to rescue and take care of animals. And had I known that several years ago when I found a dying crow in my yard, I would have taken it the whole 2.5-3 miles it would have taken to go there. But so I'd really like to learn about that. But we've also, I think we've got some other people in mind, too.
Well, there have been a few local music giants, artists, movers and shakers in the Twin Cities music industry, who have been kind enough to join us and share their thoughts on fishing or camping or putting up tents or the Boundary Waters. We've had a lot of fun with that. We've got a couple of musicians in the wings, dare we say. Local singer-songwriter David Ebner might be joining us from the band Yeah Yeah Fine, whose music you might start hearing as sort of bumper music here every now and again on the show. It's right around the corner. And
he's giving us the thumbs up to use it.
We have another guitarist or two, but I don't want to spill the beans. We got the big thumbs up from David. I've got a pretty good thumbs up here from one of my local heroes from the 80s. But I'll hold that close to the vest until it happens. And then there's several others I'd like to talk to. If you know or are a local troubadour and would love to talk to us about not just your songwriting, but also cabins, camping, fishing, upland bird game. Let's play the upland bird game. Yeah,
bird dog.
It's interesting. Now, upland game birds. Perhaps you pursue the pheasant, the grouse. I don't know. But
yes,
giving our musician friends a chance to talk all things outdoors.
Right.
And then also, I feel like there's this. What am I missing here, Fudd? There's definitely something. I feel like I'm missing something.
Yeah, it'll probably come to us the minute we turn off.
As soon as we sign off and refill our decaf mugs, we'll be like, for Pete's sake, it is.
Well, speaking of musicians, and of course we had the great pleasure of interviewing John Munson of the New Standards, and I had a wild hair earlier this summer, as you might remember, of like, hey, let's ask those guys to cover our song, the theme song for Cabin Country.
Right.
And so I emailed them. And I immediately thought, you schmuck, come on, they're busy musicians.
Not like they've got anything to do.
Right.
Yeah.
However, John Munson emailed back, was very, very nice, and he said, it's perfect just as it is.
That's right.
It couldn't be better. So I said, thank you, John. It was
well played, Mr. Munson.
Thank you. And then I even had the idea of like, we just talked with the white sidewalls. How about let's do sort of a white sidewalls version of the... But then I thought, no, let's not bother them either. So instead, I asked Don to do his, kind of mixing magic on creating a version of the Cabin Country theme as it might sound like by the white sidewalls. So we'll ramp out with that version
in the style of
the white sidewalls. Yes. This way we don't need to bother them or bother anybody. Right. We'll just so
unless they want to be bothered to talk more about cabins,
right? Or if any other musicians. No, we'll do your song. That is awesome.
Yeah.
But at any rate...
They're lining up, Fudd. They're lining up at the door. I can see it happening now.
Well, thanks again to Tavia.
Indeed. And
anybody she may have encouraged to listen to our show, I hope you had the patience to listen to all of our other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
In addition to the great things that Tavia had to share.
That was a great, great interview.
So
a lot
thank
of fun.
You so much, and I am looking forward to enjoying the fine. Ah, I just can't get enough of this lavender. So
getting a whiff of that balm.
Easy there, fuck.
Easy now. Take it easy, fella.
All right. Well, thanks again, folks, and we'll hopefully see you sooner rather than later.
Correct. We'll let the cabin door close and the fire ring continue to glow. See you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.